My School Project, Family Friends and Furry Creatures. Written by Liz Pichon and read by Russell Tovey. When I was at Derek's house, Rooster must have slept on my sweatshirt because it looks like half his fur coat's on it now. Normally it wouldn't bother me, but this is an extreme fur situation. I know that if Mum and Dad see it, they'll start saying things to me like, "You know Delia's allergic to fur, don't you? Why did you let Rooster jump on you? Can't you just stay out of his way?" Which is impossible. I'd rather stay out of Delia's way, as Rooster's a lot more fun to hang out with. I try and shake some of the fur off, but then I remember a trick that Mum does using bits of sticky tape wrapped around her hand. So I get some tape and start patting my sweatshirt up and down like it's a good dog. I use up half a roll of tape trying to get it to work, but most of Rooster's hair is still on the sweatshirt. So I give up. There are bits of furry tape everywhere now. I'm about to get rid of them when another idea pops into my head. I get the bits of tape covered in fur and draw feet and faces around it. My very own furry creatures. I am a recycling genius. Who knew bits of tape and fur could be so useful? I did. I have even more fun sticking some around the house as well. In the bathroom, Tom! Which Mum isn't too pleased about. This seems like a good time to do something else that's also very important. Here's a list of things I don't want to do, in no particular order. Things I don't want to do. 1. Wear these shoes to school because they've started to make odd noises when I walk. 2. Be late into class. See number 3 for reason why. 3. Miss out on the latest prize for Mr. Fullerman's new chart. It's fine to be on time. Mr. Fullerman told us, "It's not great to be late" was a big success, so I'm offering another prize for the winners of this chart. This will be the last one we do, though. I really want to win the book tokens and whirly bar this time. I bet if Mr. Fullerman can think of something else that rhymes with time or late, he'll do another chart. My list continued. 4. Go anywhere near Amber Tully Jones, who has a stinking cold and keeps sneezing. It's yuck. 5. Forget to bring in my baby picture for the new school project. I don't really want to bring any of my baby pictures into school, ever. But Mr. Fullerman said that if we forget them, he'll send a reminder email to our parents, which will be far worse because Mum checks her emails a lot and straight away she'll go and find the most embarrassing baby picture she can. Oh, this one's sweet. Mum, look how cute you are on the potty, Tom. Me, don't send that one. Mum, too late. I can see it now.